Hello, little friends. Welcome to Storytime. Today, we have a very special story about a curious girl named Amira and a magical grandfather clock that takes her on amazing adventures through history. Are you ready to travel through time? Let's begin. Amira loved visiting her grandmother's house, especially the tall grandfather clock in the corner. Its brass pendulum swung back and forth with a gentle tick-tock. When grandmother went to make tea, curious Amira decided to wind the clock's golden key. Amira turned the key round and round, much further than grandmother ever did. Suddenly, the clock began to glow with swirling blue and gold light. The room spun around her, and before she knew it, everything changed completely. When the light faded, Amira found herself in ancient Egypt. Golden sand stretched everywhere, and amazing pyramids rose tall against the blue sky. A friendly Egyptian girl named Kia approached, wearing beautiful white robes and golden jewelry. Kia showed Amira how Egyptians wrote with beautiful pictures called hieroglyphs and built incredible monuments. But Amira needed to find a special golden key to return home. Kia pointed toward the next time period with a wise smile. The clock's magic whisked Amira to medieval England. She landed in a bustling castle courtyard where a kind boy named William taught her about knights, castles, and how people lived long ago. The key wasn't here either, but William had a clue. Next, Amira travelled to ancient China during a beautiful festival. Lanterns glowed like stars, and a gentle girl named Li taught her to use chopsticks and showed her the art of papermaking. Li whispered that the key was hidden in the next adventure. The magical clock transported Amira to a Native American village where she met a wise boy named Two Feathers. He taught her about respecting nature, making dream catchers, and living in harmony with all creatures. He pointed to the final destination. Finally, Amira arrived in Victorian London, where a clever girl named Emma showed her amazing inventions and steam-powered machines. There, gleaming in an inventor's workshop, was the special golden key that would take her home. Emma handed it to her with friendship. With the golden key in her hand, Amira felt the familiar swirl of magic. She appeared back in Grandmother's living room just as tea was ready. Grandmother winked, knowing her special clock had shared its greatest gift, the magic of learning. From that day on, Amira treasured everything she learned about different times and places. She knew that curiosity and kindness could take her on the most wonderful adventures, even without a magic clock. History was full of amazing friends and stories. And that's the end of our magical history adventure. Just like Amira, you can explore the wonderful world of learning every single day. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.